Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show. I think the question we were chewing on either yesterday or the day before with this email was, if you know a person is capable and is cheating in their marriage on their significant other, and you know that, and you have a business opportunity to join forces, knowing that they're cheating, should you engage in that business relationship based on what's going on in their personal life?
Yeah, does personal indicate how they're going to handle their business dealings, or do you keep business and personal separate? First time listener hit us up. She and a coworker that have known each other for a couple of years are about to go out and do their own thing. They are going to leave their company and set up their own business. She didn't go into details about what she did because they haven't put their notices in. However, she found out recently and discovered that the partner that she's supposed to go into business with is going through a divorce because she cheated on her husband. From the limited information she has, he was a great partner. She went out and cheated, had an affair for a year. So it wasn't like a one-night stand. It was like a legitimate affair. So that means there's a lot of lying and betrayal. So she was concerned, does the lying and betrayal in her personal life potentially roll over into the business life? And she didn't know she should move forward with starting this business with a person that she didn't know if she could trust anymore because she cheated on her husband.
Who's got the update?
I do. I know her personal life is none of my business. However, if we are going to go into business together, I had to make it my business. I came up with an angle that I thought made sense in order for me to get more details about her divorce. That way, I could either put my mind at ease about moving forward or scrap the whole idea altogether. I asked her to come over so we could chat logistics. My plan was to start talking about the business and the timeline, then shift that conversation by saying something like, "Listen, I know you are going through a lot right now personally. I want to respect your privacy. I have multiple friends who have gone through divorces. For a few, it really took a toll on them. If you need some time to take care of yourself, we can push our launch. You have my support either way." She wasn't put off by my suggestion and assured me the divorce will be quick and somewhat painless. She even apologized for the added distraction and drama while we were trying to get our business off the ground. Then she offered up details on her own. She said she and her husband had been unhappy for years. They had pretty much turned into roommates rather than loving spouses. She took full accountability and admitted she was wrong for what she did. She was searching for the affection she craved, but did it in the absolute wrong way. Our new business venture is actually giving her purpose and giving her the new start she so desperately wants and needs. After multiple sleepless nights weighing the pros and cons of starting our business with her, I've decided to go through with it. We are putting our notices in on Friday. My gut and heart are aligned and feel we could create something quite impressive together. Thanks again for the advice and wish us luck. Does it change if it's a serial cheater?
Oh, I think that was a note.
Yeah, that was a note that I was just making. So let me ask the question. Does it change if it's a serial cheater? Because here's what I was thinking. You know, I think I referenced this the last time we were talking about this situation. And the one that I was falling back on is I went into business with somebody that was a serial cheater. And I knew it at the time. It was a guy that traveled a lot and he would have affairs in this city, in that city. There was no long-term affair where he was cheating, right? It was just, it was sport for him. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, with that partnership, he ended up being just as shady in business as he was in his personal life. So as Mo was reading this story, I was going to ask you guys the same question. If it was somebody that was having one affair, right? It was there and then it was over. Is that different than somebody that is a serial cheater when it comes to business? Does one make a statement about their character, but the other one doesn't? Or is it all under the same umbrella?
I feel it is different because I feel like, you know, people make mistakes. You're a different kind of person if you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. That to me just reeks of a lapse of judgment. And if you're going on business trips and you're supposed to be focused on business, but you're also trying to focus on finding your next lay, well, then you're not completely focused on what you're doing. And I feel like you are distracted. And to me, it just, people make mistakes. Sometimes you're not a bad person. You just did a bad thing. One of those instances. But if you are a serial cheater, then that to me speaks more about your core and who you are as a person rather than what you did.
Huh. I don't always think that your romantic life and your professional life are constantly like intertwined. Like if people judged me based off of my dating life and my professional life, like I'd be out of a job. Like I would be currently not doing this job. But I do agree that it does speak about your character. I think the main point here for me in this update is that she did end up taking accountability. So to me, if it's somebody who, if they were consistently cheating and did it multiple times, but learned from that and moved on, to me, that's the definition of someone who would be able to have a healthy business partnership, is if you were able to learn from something, take accountability, and move on.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think everybody makes mistakes. A lot of times in life, it's not so much the mistake as it is how you recover from the mistake. But I think once somebody is continuing to make the same mistakes over and over and over again, then I think that goes into a whole different bracket of what kind of person you are.
You got something going on in your life you want to share with Burt Show fam all around the country? Hit us up at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.